Dreamscape presents Miss Dimple Picks a Peck of Trouble by Minion F. Ballard. Narrated by Pam Ward. Chapter 1. Did you hear that? Dimple Kilpatrick added another couple of peaches to the basket on the ground and paused to listen. Hear what? Charlie Carr, her fellow teacher and former pupil, stood on a ladder almost concealed by the leaves of the tree. Only her jean-clad legs were visible. Dimple frowned. It sounded like someone screaming. She paused to dab her forehead with a purple plaid bandana. It was mid-July and the heat had been unrelenting. Do you think someone could be in trouble? I didn't hear a thing, Annie Gardner said. The younger teacher didn't want to say it, but in spite of her quiet demeanor, Miss Dimple Kilpatrick seemed to invite the opportunity to delve into a bit of detective work, usually at great risk of danger. Phoebe Chadwick, who owned the rooming house where several of the teachers lived, planned to put up a few jars of spiced peaches with the help of her cook, Odessa Kirby, and the women had pooled their valuable ration stamps to help supply the necessary sugar. If they had enough left over, Odessa had promised to make peach ice cream. It's probably Delia and Prentice acting silly, Charlie said, speaking of her sister and her friend, who were working that summer at the peach shed down the road. You know how those two are when they get together, and the shed's not that far away. Although Delia, at 20, was married and the mother of a small boy, she seemed to act more like a teen around Prentice, 2 years younger. But Charlie knew her sister worried constantly over her young husband overseas with the army, and she was glad to see her have fun.